Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to another episode of Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is March the 18th, 268 episodes under our belt.
Oh, my.
And we've been out and about this week a little more than usual.
We had a great time up in Gillespie, Illinois, this afternoon at the Hilltop, 54th Annual Hilltop Coin Show. It's an amazing event. There must have been easily 300 or 400 people that went through the doors and just milled about and traded coins and did all the numismatic stuff that coin doers do.
Well, it was fun to watch it all. We went up there as vendors, and part of the reason that we knew about it was because they'd contacted us and wanted to advertise the event in our publication this year.
Yeah.
So we went up there as vendors, and it was fun to see, you know, when we set up our events always, we do the, you know, for our vendors, a table and two chairs. We get up there and there's a table and two chairs on one side of the table and two chairs on the other side of the table. So that way we look around like, well, it makes complete sense when you're
Down and talk. Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Well, and they had lots to look at. If they're coin collectors or they're exchanging information about the year and the quality and the amount of silver and all, you know, all the details of that. You do sit down, you want to look through their books because a lot of the people had books full of coins.
Yeah.
And so there was selling and trading and buying. And so it was just really an interesting event to watch. And then as people would do their shopping, they would also then come around to the table where we were. Gillespie is in our distribution area, but we haven't done a lot of work up there ourselves. So it was nice to touch base with the people that were in that community. And of course, they came out from all over the place, which gave us a chance to say to people, are you familiar with the Owl Creek Gazette?
Some people had seen the magazine and some people just had not.
Right. So we got to introduce people to the magazine and we got to find out where the people that were aware of us picked us up already. And that was fun because it was everything from, you know, Litchfield Library to a restaurant to an antique mall to, you know, someplace far away. It was just fun to connect with them. And then several people were aware of our Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair coming up. And we had taken tickets up to sell in case anybody wanted them. And then we had flyers and information. And one gentleman looked at me and said, yep, we've already got that marked on our calendar. So that was fun to see and to talk with him. And then there were two gentlemen specifically that were not familiar with our publication, but we took a poster board that we had made up that had all kinds of photographs of people who had come to our past expos and home shows as speakers and presenters and demonstrators. And that spurred on a lot of conversation.
It did. And, you know, the couple that you're talking about were just almost overjoyed over the cannabis car.
Right.
And, hey, you got to come over and take a look at this, Joe, or whatever his name was. And I explained to him what it was, you know, that cannabis was the cannabis hemp was the fiber in the body, and that the binder, of course, was still petrol resin, but nonetheless, it was a reduction in carbon footprint to make the entire vehicle, and that it was on a Mazda Miata chassis, and he thought it was really, really cool. And
the fact that Henry Ford had done this,
it was old hat. Henry Ford had done it in 1939.
Yeah.
This is a reproduction of a Henry Ford vehicle.
So that lends credence to the validity of the whole thing for a lot of people who were unaware of it. Then a lot of people realized what all hemp can do. So that was neat. And then they also, those same individuals wanted to know all about the geodesic dome home because one of the guys had looked into building one himself. Mm-hmm. So he was fascinated. So we were able to give out back issues of the magazine that we featured the dome home in from Bucky Fuller's experiences.
It's all part of what we do virtually every day. And anytime we get out in the public with people, we engage them in ways that are unexpected for normal behavior. Number one. And number two, they enjoy themselves. They go, oh, well, that's really cool stuff. I had no idea you could X, Y, or Z. Mm-hmm. And there it is.
And then it was nice, too. We, like I said, we handed out the current issue, but we also always take back issues. And so one gentleman had picked up the magazine. I explained to him what we did and self-reliance and sustainability and traditional American values and heirloom skills. And he looked at me and he said, we should all appreciate our ancestors and learn from them. And he reached over and he said, can I have both of these back issue copies? You bet you, sir.
Would you like my husband to go out and get all of them out of the car?
Yeah. And I just said it was so nice to hear someone appreciate the fact that they wanted to read and preserve the same things we want to write about and preserve.
We're not just a magazine. We are not just a newspaper. We are not just a whatever you want to call it. Because a newspaper has a life. It has a short life. And if you ask anybody who's been in newspaper for any length of time at all, you'll realize that when you're done with the newspaper, it has such a very short life that it is tomorrow's news tonight because tomorrow's news is already coming out. Our magazine is also, it has a tiny bit of that because it has a short, fixed, finite life. But ours is something that needs to be collected, something that people do collect, something that people want to set aside to read later and share with people. And that's what creates community with us.
Well, and our publication has some time-sensitive material in that we focus on events that we are hosting or events that our advertisers are hosting. But like you said, then it has a life beyond that because it's a features publication. It's a how-to.
Yeah.
So when people pick it up, they do save it. And, you know, that we hear that often, and it really makes us feel like we're heading in the direction we want to go and continue.
Right.
7 years in.
Seven years in. And you found you got some really cool news today, too, that one of our posters was shared in a special site because it was something that is coming up here in April. You know, there's a life of its own that's coming to fruition with our April Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair.
I think you might be talking about a gentleman at the coin show today, picked up our one of the new flyers that we'd put together. And because we keep adding things that we're going to be happening at the event, we've added a new speaker to our speaker lineup at our Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair, Lisa Hartlieb. And Lisa works with Marine Coin and Jewelry that's advertised with us forever and ever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
And so it dawned on me the other day that we got to know Lisa and Bill Weeder
way back when.
Right. And they even came to our shop when we had a brick and mortar store, and they did free appraisals of coins. And, you know, people came in and had their jewelry appraised, their coins mm-hmm. appraised, that kind of thing, any gold they might have had. And Lisa was really just getting into the vintage jewelry aspect of saving, preserving, repurposing. And
now 7 years on, she's full on engaged with vintage jewelry.
Right. And I don't think it's quite 7 years when they were back at our shop.
It's okay, let's give her six, but yeah, okay. Close enough.
So anyway, I thought, well, what a perfect thing to bring to our event in April. And so I contacted her and then talked to Bill, and emails were exchanged and phone calls were exchanged. She's going to come over and do a short program April the 14th out of the American Farm Heritage Museum for our fair. And it's going to be on the value of vintage jewelry. And they'll also be out there giving free appraisals on jewelry as well. So I'm really happy to have them included like that. They had already planned to be vendors, but now Lisa will be able to be a speaker as well. And what you were referring to, someone picked up the poster, and of course we're at a coin show, so everybody there knows each other as far as the vendors. And one gentleman looked up at me and said, is this Lisa from, and I said, Marine Coin and Jewelry? And he said, yeah. I said, yes, she's going to be at our event. So yeah, just another connection in a small world. But they were pleased to know that as well.
Yeah. And Well, not only that, but we also have a new sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we spoke about our new sponsor last week, but I'm going to say it again.
Sure.
Renewal Windows by Anderson is going to be a sponsor at the fair this April 14th. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to seeing them there too, because we so need windows.
We do.
We're beating this horse to death with our windows, and you know, you keep stuffing little pieces of something or other to stop wind from blowing through.
Well, I don't know if it's quite that bad, Don. They're vintage.
You haven't seen what I stuff under the windows.
Okay. Well, I guess when spring cleaning comes up and all the windows get raised, it'll be very apparent.
You'll find it then. Right. Absolutely. Cat's going to love it.
But we're going to continue to add the information that we get about the Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair on our website, owlcreekgazette.com, on our Facebook page, on Twitter, in the magazine. And then this April issue that we're working on now will be the final issue before the event itself. So it will be chock full of all the last minute information we're putting together and pulling together to make this event even bigger and better than last year.
Yeah. And there's just even a possibility that you'll have to look at Facebook for all the final updates, because things can happen in 2 weeks from coming out in production of the magazine to the actual day of event. So mm-hmm. things can happen. So mm-hmm. we are on the heels of being able to rest for a day or two. And I hear too, even after that, after our show, you've got me doing something again after the 19th, is it?
It's not just you, Don, it's us. We are hosting, in conjunction with Tibbetts House Bed and Breakfast and Books over in Highland, the Dream Journaling Workshop, Thursday, April 19th. If you want to do just the workshop alone, it's 6 to 8. If you want to do the meal with it, then it's 5 to 8.
So and I get to rest after the
there 19th. Is no rest for us, Don. Just put that away. Get a grip.
I want to talk to my union rep. No, wait a minute. We don't believe in that.
And then May, we've started the Owl Creek Gazette book club back up.
Yeah, like we needed one more layer of.
Well, the nice part about this, ideally, is that Roxanne Bear, who was involved in our book club eons ago when we started it, is going to be the one in charge of leading the book discussions. We started up the book club again because we're through this whole year talking about Louisa May Alcott and Henry David Thoreau, Ralph Waldo Emerson, all the
transcendentalists.
Thank you. The word had escaped me. And so we decided that we were so successful in the idea resonating with people when we did Little House on the Prairie Laura Ingalls Wilder series. And I think probably a same amount of following people who have loved Louisa May Alcott's books as well. Little Women and Little Men have a huge following too. So we thought that would be cool to bring all that together in a book club. Then we leave Henry David Thoreau at the fair. We move to the book club, and then the book club runs from May to October. We'll be reading Little Women, and then also Behind a Mask, the unknown thriller of Louisa May Alcott. And then from that, when that finishes up in October, we go right into the October 13th autumn dinner. And that is featuring recipes from Louisa May Alcott and the Little Women series.
So can I sleep sometime in November?
Maybe.
All right.
Actually, I said to you today as we were driving up to the event, I said, you know, I would like to take 2 days. Could we get away 2 days after, you know, April, everything happens in April, and before we start in May, we might be able to work 2 days in, Don.
We might be able to. Mm-hmm. Well, hey, we're going to take just a short break here and listen to a message or two. We need to, and we'll be back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jess Adam with Greenville University's Factory Theater. Join us Saturday, April 14th, 2018 at the Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair in Greenville, Illinois at the American Farm Heritage Museum. The Factory Theater is proud to sponsor Professor Kevin Radiker as he brings his live performance of Henry David Thoreau to this year's event, From Walden Pond to Owl Creek. See us there.
Hi, this is Laura Myers, candidate for state representative. I will work hard to eliminate governmental waste through common sense reform. I represent less regulation, lower taxes, and lower workers' compensation insurance to create a pro-business environment. Some have said that this is a part-time job. There is a lot of work to do, and you pay for and deserve a full-time state representative. Taxpayers deserve a go-getter, someone with the experience, education, and courage to do what is right and face Mike Madigan. Check out my website, citizensformyers.com. That's citizens, the number 4, M-Y-E-R-S.com. And in the March 20th primary, please vote for me, Laura Myers, because Southern Illinois counts. Paid for by Citizens for Myers.
Hi, I'm Roxanne Bear, owner of Terra Mater Massage and Botanicals, and I'd like to invite you to stop by my vendor booth at the Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair on Saturday, April 14th at the American Farm Heritage Museum. That's Saturday, April 14th. And if you're really lucky, you'll get to sit in my massage chair and get a nice back and neck rub.
And we're back. So we've got still, I mean, we think we're busy now. We are busy, but we're going to continue to be busy no matter what we do. You've got us busy until November, it seems like, and that's when I get to sleep, I suppose. But we are next week going to have Charles Ambule on our little program here. He's going to be doing a show on his farm that he does. Mm-hmm. It's... He's our columnist. He's going to be our columnist forever, as far as I'm concerned. He's started out as fungi freak, from mushroom man to fungi freak.
And I believe he's furiously curious now.
Yes, he is curious.
About all things.
If it grows, he wants to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I can get behind that 100%.
He wants to watch it. He wants to participate in his growth. I mean, he is a unique farmer.
Yeah, and he's still into mushrooms, and it is morel season. It's starting to happen. We get ourselves about 4 or 5 days of 60-degree weather with a little bit of rain and some ground cover for those mushrooms to start popping. And look out, buddy! There's going to be some morels,
Being brought home and stirred up in a pan, stir fried in a pan,
and butter, mushrooms, salt, butter, morels. Mm-hmm. Oh man, that's good. Yeah, I can't wait. And I would even eat the chanterelles and anything else that somebody would bring as a mushroom. You betcha, that's good eating. And it is the steak of mushrooms.
Yes. And speaking of Charles, it's interesting because a lot of people locally will know this, but not everybody knows it beyond this area, that Charles and Cassie Cordy are brother and sister. So Cassie writes for us. She's been the facilitator for several of our workshops. And we just this past Thursday evening had a dream journaling workshop facilitated by her here at Adam Brothers Music and Coffee House. It's similar to what we will be doing when we go over to Tibbetts house. But it was really fun. And 10 people showed
up. It was
well-attended,
right.
It was well-attended. It was, big events, you want lots of people, but 10 was really nice for the size room we had, and everyone could spread out. And, because not only did we listen to Cassie and learn about dreams and dream journaling and dream interpretation, we then also got to make our own dream journals.
Yeah. And guys, I was the only happily married man amongst all of those.
Now, I noticed you said that on Facebook. It makes me think, did other men attend that were just unhappily married?
No, there were no, I was the only man here. But I'm trying to say right off the bat, I'm not interested in anybody else, but the field was wide open. So get your butts down here if you're male and learn some of these things and at least pretend to, because there's some hot chicks down here.
I'm just, folks, you can't see me, but I'm just shaking my head going, I don't know where that even came out of you, Don, but there were married women, there were single women. So,
it was an opportunity. And even Cassie Cordy made something, made some comment on my Facebook page about what an opportunity was lost.
By all those single men looking for women that are interested in dream journaling.
There you go.
And expanding their minds and their horizons.
That's exactly right.
Right. So, that's what we do here at the Community of Owl Creek Gazette.
Right. So it was a fun evening. And I enjoy sitting there with you doing these things. And sometimes I think guys get too wound up in
their man caves. They need to come out and do
well, and
do some of the things. And the same holds true for women, too. There's a whole lot of things that you have a tendency to think is traditionally male or female. A lot of that has gone by the wayside over the years, obviously. But these kinds of workshops, sometimes men are less inclined to attend. And what you're trying to say, I think, is that it's, you know, come out and give
cool.
it a try. Yeah,
it is cool. It was a neat night.
Well, somebody came on that same post on you were talking about, saying men dream too.
That's right. Men do dream.
Although we were talking about you don't seem to dream with the same frequency or sometimes the same color intensity, because you're more a black and white dreamer.
It might have something to do with Alkabob. I don't know.
I think, as Cassie was describing, it's different layers and levels of dreams, whether you're an emotional level or some sort of spiritual level or whatever that is affected by the...
Yeah, I mean, it could be. It could be anything.
I've got this all in my notes. If I'd have brought my notes, I could have read it.
You could have a problem dreaming if you had, you know, too much garlic for the night, and you wind up with indigestion or something.
I did not hear her say that, but I've heard people say that what they eat affects their dreams.
Yeah. So if you're gonna eat a nice meal.
Well, I'll tell you what, come to the April 19th Dream Journaling Workshop, and folks, if you've got a complaint or a concern about what you ate that caused a certain dream, Cassie can help you with that. She'll interpret that sucker for you. It'll probably have nothing to do with the food you ate.
Absolutely not. But it'll still be fun.
Yeah.
It will be. And Brett Casto will be there. And Mindy will be there.
Because they are owners of Chippa's House.
That's right. So at least I'll have some male companionship with Brett.
You will. And last time when we were there, we had several males. We had several men, several guys that came to the vision board workshop we had over there. Richard Barth came and a couple of Cassie's friends. And so that's nice. That was a good table of conversation with men and women both there to learn about vision board.
It's come workshop. One, come all. Mm-hmm. It was a great night for us here. It will be a good night over yonder in Highland. So,
and go to our website, owlcreekgazette.com, to pre-register for these events. We have to buy materials when we do workshops like this. Mm-hmm. When we have dinners, we obviously have to, you know, buy the food. So those things need pre-registration, and that's much appreciated. And
you got to have a little head count just so that you know what you're going to have. Otherwise, it'd be awful sparse if we had one pizza or something like that.
And 85 people.
And 85 people, right. So, yeah, otherwise you're drinking bottled water. You never know what you're going to get. So register early and enjoy yourself when you get there. Mm-hmm. It will be fun. Mm-hmm. And let's see. This is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette magazine, Creekside with Don and Janice. And we're sponsored by K&R Wireless out of Effingham, Illinois. And thank goodness for K&R Wireless. If you have any questions about wireless connectivity in the Effingham area, and they're also offering hosting these days, call them, K&RWireless.net.
And all that information is available in the magazine, too.
Yeah.
You know, hard copy and online if you want to read up and support our sponsors and support our advertisers. They support us.
That's the way it works.
That's the way the world works, folks. Yeah.
And what else you got, honey?
I think that's about it.
Well, it's been a marvelous, marvelous day with you. We've had just a great time with the folks at Marine Coin Company and the Hilltop Coin Club. Their 54th annual event was today. I'm sorry you missed it if you did. And
they'll do it next year.
It'll be back next year. Guarantee you. It was a fun event. Mm-hmm. And so with all that, what else have we got? I think that's probably it. Y'all take care now.
Good night, folks.
Bye-bye.